Good morning, brothers and sisters. In Morocco, when they are greeting, they say Salam Alaikum. So they wish you the peace. Salam is the peace. Alaikum. And the other answer, La Alaikum Salam, also with you. So it's very important that we are open heart with true words, other people. There are in the world many different people and many different situations. People are having what is necessary for their life, and people, they do not have this. So I think because we are sons of God, we all together are brothers and sisters. And so maybe we have to share something we have, and we have to learn as well something other people have, some attitude of them. For example, in this month, the people in Morocco, they are fasting because it's Ramadan. Ramadan is a name of a month. And in this month, they are all day, during the day, from rising the sun until the setting of the sun, they are fasting. They cannot drink neither water. They cannot eat anything. So they are fasting to prepare themselves to the great feast of their religion. And we are very astonished to see how they can cope with this situation, especially in summertime. When Ramadan falls in summertime, is very hard because the day is longer and the night is short. So they have fast not only 12 hours, but 30 or 30, 40 or 50 hours. And they give us good example to cope with this situation. And then every day, but they are allowed to eat during the night. From the rising sun. They can eat, they invite people, they invite us as well, foreigners, to eat with them. They offer us to break the fast time. They break also with dattiles, how they say, this fruit, very, very sweet, small. In Italian we say datteri, but I forgot the name. And then they give us sugar as well, milk as well. So they are very kind and they are very nice. They are things that we can learn from them. So I came here just to remember you that it's not enough for us to be a good congregation. I was very impressed from your congregation. In Italian, people are coming to the mass 10 minutes later. But here in the States, you come half an hour before. That is very nice. And after that, I saw that you are coming not only the women to the mass, but also the men are coming together. And not only the men and women, but also the children, all the family are attending to this celebration, to do this mystery. I was very impressed. I have to learn also. And I wish you are doing this always. And I would say also that we were listening to the gospel, to today that the Lord offer the kingdom of God to everybody. The Lord said, I will that all people in the world will come and know our presence among them. So all people, and when we say the Our Father in heaven, we say our Father. We don't say my Father. We say our Father. Our means Father of the American people, Italian people, but as well Father of Muslim people, Buddhist people, of everybody. Our Father, Father of everybody, because we are sons of God. We take the image of God in our life, in our body. So I think that this salvation, this grace that God give us, we have also to grow in this dimension, But Lord tell us also that he cannot throw to us the kingdom of God. We have also to effort ourselves to enter in the kingdom of God. Today is the Sunday of the narrow gate. That means that we have really to effort ourselves to wish to enter in the kingdom of God. And we have to do this, and you do this, as I can see. And I wish that you remain always in this task, in this dimension. But our people, maybe they didn't have, not yet enter in a specific way in relation with Jesus Christ. So we have to be light for them. We have also to help them to savor this friendship, this relation with Jesus Christ. And the bishops of the states, every year, they told us to do a mission appeal day. Mission appeal, that means that everybody from us is called to be missionary. Is an appeal for go out and preach with our good example, with our donation, but also with our opening of heart to estimate other people. We cannot divide the humanity in two parts, bad people and good people. We have, every one of us has good things we received from God and things to correct, to change, because our nature is sometimes, we are sometimes sinners. So in this way, the bishops of states every year call some missionary to animate the Christian congregation about this dimension. Stay with the Lord, but the Lord also sent us, go throughout the world preaching that God offer us the kingdom of God. So we have not to be distrait to look for only for our earthly things and forgot about God. And we have to enter, we can enter in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not a door, a gate, very, very bright. It's a narrow gate. That means we have really entered in the kingdom of God, not with our cars, with our belonging, with our field, with our computers, with our things we use here in the earth. We have to enter in the kingdom of God, leaving all these earthly things. And looking for only one thing, looking for God, looking for His love, and for the eternal life. So this is a task of everybody. I remember you in the name of the bishops of the United States, this dimension. You are very good, very gentlemen. I noticed. we are a little bit in Italy not so gentlemen as you are, but we have to share with other people this experience we have here. You are like a family. I know each other, you know each other, you make feast each other, you celebrate the mystery of the church together, but we have also to go to leave this country. I know you did already, you do already, but just to remember, Bishop of the State, tell us, say to the American people, they all ready give good example, they should continue give a good example, share the talents and the gifts you received. So this is a mission appeal for you, for me, for all. If somebody doesn't know for whom to pray, for whom to go and to announce the love of God, I propose you for this year to adopt Moroccan people, and to pray for them, to sustain them in their good attitude, and to also to provide them what they are needed. What they are needed. What? You can understand that if somebody is sick and has no money for going to the hospital, he will die at home. But if somebody give a hand to him, he can be saved. So that is a case. Many cases like this. They came to us, ring the bell, and they say during the night, at midnight, look, there is a special case. People are dying and has no money to go to the hospital. We have to provide them some help. And so with the children as well. The children, they have to grow, and if they have no money in the house, the mama renounce to eat the unique bread they bought in the market, and to feed, to give to the children, and to remain one day or 2 days without eating anything. So this is a situation very, in many families the same, or they have no houses, they don't know where to stay. The riches is reparted in the world in different situation, different way. Is the fault of whom? We don't know, maybe. But we know that we are brothers and sisters together, and we have to give a hand to somebody who didn't understand it, who has no work, and so on. So this mission appeal is also for proposing you one items where to direct your prayer and your help. This year I propose to you to adopt Morocco. Brothers and sisters, to your family, to your city, to your country, to your parish, I wish the blessing of the Lord. Be instrument of peace. And to the Lord, we offer him, to the Lord, we offer our thanksgiving, our praise, and our glory. Amen.